like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On with Mario Lopez.
All right, let's do this. Back in the mix as we march on toward the holidays. Lots going on today, including a possible olive branch in one of the biggest Hollywood feuds. Plus, we're going to give you a head start on your Christmas shopping when we reveal the hottest toys of 2021. So let's keep the music going. You're on with Mario Lopez. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez, and I am so proud of my wife. She has been filling in more and more on my show Access Daily the last couple of Fridays. As a matter of fact, she's going to do it again coming up, and you're doing a really good job, honey. Are you feeling
Thank
more
you.
Comfortable on camera?
Yes. Every time it gets a little bit easier because, you know, you're kind of intimidating because this is...
What?
You don't mean to do that, but this is your thing. This is what you do, and it's so natural for you. So, you know, I'm always worried that I'm going to mess up, and sometimes I can't even read the word. Apocalypto, what's that word?
Apocalypto was a great movie, though.
Apocalyptic.
You just got to be your normal great self.
Clearly, I am.
Let me ask, since Mario is the pro at doing that, let me ask, who is less nervous and who's gotten more comfortable at this point, the kids or Courtney?
Oh, the kids are like pros. The kids, honestly, read the copy better than probably all the other entertainment hosts for all the other shows. And I'm not even exaggerating.
Yeah, no, they do a great job. But no, I mean, everybody there at Access is so wonderful, so supportive, so helpful. So I never feel like, you know, that I failed or I did something wrong. But I have the best time.
Nice.
You're on with Mario Lopez. More fun coming up from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. We're going to get back to your favorite hits after a quick look of what's on TV tonight.
ABC has the CMA Awards hosted by Luke Bryan. Now you're into country. Will you be watching?
That's my guy right there. Yeah, I might have to. I wish I can go to the CMA Awards.
I thought your guy was Blake Shelton.
They're both my homies, but really Blake Shelton.
Netflix debuts Animal. It's a nature series that follow 8 families of animals in the wild.
Oh, that'd be nice for the kids. Mario Courtney Lopez here. More music in a moment, but I wanted to get to this real quick. Fox is renewing Fantasy Island for a season 2. Big congrats to our girl, Rosalind Sanchez.
That's right. So just look for their special Christmas episode coming up on December 21st.
Oh, Christmas on an island. Hey, that could be a future Lifetime movie.
Mm-hmm.
You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. Vin Diesel looking to create a holiday miracle.
On with Mario Lopez. Hollywood Buzz.
So, it's no secret that Vin Diesel and The Rock didn't exactly get along on the set of Fast and the Furious, but Vin is hoping they could put the past behind them. He shared an open invite asking Dwayne to return to the franchise for their big 2-part finale. Sounds like Vin still considers The Rock family, because you know they're all about family over there. He says his kids still call him Uncle Dwayne, which is really kind of hard to believe, to be honest, because Dwayne really didn't have nice things to say about his brother, Vin.
Also, who calls him Dwayne?
Right.
Well, maybe it resonated with Vin, and maybe he, you know, he took a deep look into the way he acted on set and, you know, changed his ways. And he wants Uncle Rocky back in the picture.
Or he realizes it'll be a green-lit film if he gets The Rock back and a better chance of success, so.
Oh, you always think like that.
Well, either way, I'm just saying, smart move.
OnWithMario.com for more Hollywood buzz.
Here we go.
On with Mario Lopez continues next from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at Geico.com. Easy.
Y'all, Mark Courtney Lopez. Every day is a holiday around here, and today we are celebrating Sesame Street Day.
Ah, this is so appropriate because we are knee deep in Sesame Street right now.
Yes, I had the honor of being on Sesame Street a couple of times. They've done it in the same studio for over 50 years in Astoria, Queens.
I thought it was Philadelphia.
No, they do it in New York.
Oh.
The same lot where they shot The Sopranos and Nurse Jackie. And you know, the craziest thing I'll never forget is the Muppets are much smaller when you see them in person. Much, much smaller. Other than Big Bird. He's still pretty big. What up? It's Mario Courtney Lopez. Let's give a quick shout out to some of our newest Twitter followers.
At Jimmy Allen, congrats on your run on Dancing. Our entire interview with him is up right now on the website.
Yes, congrats.
At ASQ Training, man, my man looks like he's a CrossFit addict.
Go ahead.
At Julie Capiello, it's wine o'clock somewhere,
hey,
she said.
Hey, Julie. Thank you so much for the follows, guys, and we'll get to your tweets and comments next. You're on with Mario Courtney Lopez, and we love getting your comments. Please keep them coming. Today, we got one from our YouTube page, right, honey?
Yes, it's from Zema Zema, and they watched our interview with Hanson. And
or is it Zema Zema?
I don't know.
Or is it Zema Zema? We don't know.
We don't know.
Let us know, Zema Zema.
Zuba Zaba.
No, no, no.
Okay. I could see Hanson and Mario Lopez hanging out. Where would you take those guys?
Really?
Wow.
Zema Zema.
That's not a match I ever thought about.
Yeah, how could you see us hanging out? Because they have a lot of kids?
Would they be umbopping?
Oh, honey, that's a throwback. You know what? I've actually had them on the show here a couple of times. They're really nice guys. I wouldn't mind kicking it with those dudes. Zema Zema, again, thank
Zema
you.
Zema Zema.
Or Zema Zema, thank you for reaching out. You guys, check out the YouTube page. Like and subscribe, youtube.com/onwithmariolopez.
Tell us what you think in the tweet stack, at On With Mario. And hang on, more shenanigans coming up from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
What up, Mario Courtney Lopez here. Don't know if you heard about Kelly Clarkson's big Christmas special yet on NBC. Check out this lineup. Ariana Grande, Amy Poehler, Jay Leno, Melissa McCarthy. I think she's going to be singing a duet with Ari out of that bunch. Hopefully it's not Jay Leno, but who knows? He might have a great voice. It's all going down December 1st. You're on Mario Lopez. We got a sweepstakes where you can win $1,000 cash and a chance to win a VIP trip to New York for this year's Jingle Ball concert. Great lineup, too. The Jonas Brothers, Dua Lipa, Ed Sheeran. Just text the keyword cash right now to 200-200. You'll get a confirmation text and info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. Y'all, Mario Courtney Lopez, and Ariana Grande lands a dream role.
On with Mario, Hollywood Buzz.
Well, this seems like a slam dunk because it's one of the most popular musicals in recent memory.
You don't even know what you did there.
What did I do?
Popular is a song that Ariana Grande is going to sing. It's one of the main songs in the show.
Can you believe I've never seen Wicked? I'm embarrassed to say that. And I love theater. Honey, we should totally see that next time it's here in
town.
I'll
see it. GM, there was a point where she was addicted to it, and we used to listen to the music all the time, and we took her when it was here.
I know. She was a little girl. Well, anyway, Universal is making a movie version. The role of Glinda the Good Witch, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be played by Ariana Grande, Broadway star Cynthia Erivo, very talented. She'll play Elphaba. Production's going to start next summer.
You know, I can't wait to see this. It really is a beautiful story. And
it's the origin story of the Wicked Witch,
right? Prequel. Yeah. Prequel. That's before, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's the prequel of how the witch became the witch.
Ooh. Okay. Good.
Very interesting.
Want to be Facebook friends? Join the fam now. Facebook.com/onwithmario. The music and fun continues next from the Geico studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at Geico.com.
You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. More music in a moment. But first, we got a couple quick birthday shout outs. We're going to try to guess the ages.
Eve, who is a rapper. She was in Barbershop, The Woodsman.
She's pregnant at the moment, and her current husband has 4 babies already.
Whoa. So good for him.
Fun fact.
Okay. Him and Nick Cannon.
Hey.
Woo-hoo.
I'm going to say Eve. I think we're around the same age, but she is pregnant. So I'm going to say a little younger. I'm going to say she's got to be at least 40.
42.
43.
Wow. See, honey, you're not too old. You're good to go.
Tracy Morgan from 30 Rock, SNL.
Got hit by a big bus.
He was on a limo bus, got hit by a semi truck.
Okay, that's even worse. Tracy Morgan is 51.
52.
He is 53. He also got a big payday out of that.
Yes, he did.
I keep missing by one.
I know, it's kind of nuts. Sinbad, who of course is a comedian. He was on A Different World. He was in Good Burgers.
Sinbad is a 90s.
First Kid, which was a great movie as a child.
Staple. I'm going to say Sinbad is 55.
Sinbad's 58.
Sinbad is 65.
Wow, good for you, Sinbad.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Mario Lopez here. We want to give you a heads up on your Christmas shopping. So a little later this hour, we're going to break down the hottest toys that'll be stacking up under the tree this year. But up next, the toys that have just been inducted into the Hall of Fame. And one of these is a little suspect. Mario and Courtney Lopez here. This is a fun announcement that comes around the holidays every year. The toys that have been inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame. I didn't even know that existed.
I didn't either.
Who are they, honey?
This year's inductees include American Girl dolls.
Oh, those are pricey.
The board game Risk.
Oh, I remember that.
From back in our day. And sand.
Wait, there's a game sand, or are you talking about sand from like
I
the
don't
beach?
Know.
Isn't sand just natural?
Kinetic sand? I mean, there's different sands.
I'm hoping it's a game because you can't just, that's like dirt. You can't just start calling that a toy.
Just sand.
Yeah.
Give us your take right now at On With Mario on Twitter. More Mario fun coming up from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
Mario Courtney Lopez here, and now live on our website, the new trailer for the must-see kids movie this Christmas, Sing 2. You got to hear this duet from Scarlett Johansson and Bono from U2. You can check it out on Mario.com. What up, Mario Courtney Lopez here. We already told you that Elton John and Ed Sheeran had written a Christmas song together, but apparently we got it wrong. They've written three songs together. Pretty amazing, too, because before this year, Ed said he'd never write one. They're too hard to have a hit. Huh. Looking forward to hearing what they come up with. You're on with Mario Courtney Lopez, trying to give you a heads up on your holiday shopping. Here's what kids are saying are going to be the hottest toys this year.
The Jetson hoverboard with Bluetooth speaker, so you can listen to music while you're cruising at 12 miles per hour.
That sounds awesome.
That does sound awesome.
Sounds like a recipe for disaster if you don't hear a car, but it sounds awesome nonetheless.
Lego Marvel Endgame Final Battle. There's 520 pieces in total.
Well, that sounds like your foot's going to hurt a lot. Our kid would want that.
I don't buy anything with a lot of pieces like that because they don't ever get back into the box. And then I'm just constantly throwing stuff away.
527, that's a disaster.
Or the dogs eat them. Barbie extra doll and vanity. It comes with a clothing rack, hair extensions, and a puppy.
Oh, maybe you can borrow the hair extensions.
Or the puppy.
Or the puppy. A kinetic sand set. All the fun of a sandbox without any of the mess. I do...
That maybe that's a sand set that's nominated for Toy of the Year.
No, that's just sand.
That's just sand.
Well, then
kinetic
that's
sand is... Is what's up?
Don't move. More with Mario coming your way from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
Mario Lopez here, keeping the music rolling for you. But first, a quick reminder to set those DVRs. A couple cool performances going down tomorrow. Taylor Swift all over NBC, appearing on both Fallon and Seth Meyers. Zac Brown Band performs on Kelly. And for the Old School Outlaws, check out Willie Nelson on Today. You're on with Mario Courtney Lopez. We're going to get back to the music in just a moment. But first, on this day in history, 31 years ago in 1990, this was the biggest hit in the land. Whoa. Wow, Mariah Carey, 1990, Love Takes Time. Of course, that was on the album Vision of Love, which I remember I was in high school when that came up.
I was in elementary school.
I was a wee little baby.
Listen, there's been a lot of artists that have hung out.
Over time,
as long as she have, but none that I don't think has been as relevant as her. She's literally had hit after hit, decade after decade, and she writes them all.
She's incredibly talented.
And she's the queen of Christmas now.
I mean, that's next level stardom. You're on with Mario Courtney Lopez. Every week, we like to honor someone who's done a good deed, who gets our Lopezzi Award this week, honey.
A friend of the show, Ed Sheeran.
Oh.
He was on with Elvis Duran, and Ed had secretly been donating money to the school that he went to growing up. Uh-huh. He paid for musical gear, computers, cameras, art supplies, more than $300,000 in all. Now, that's amazing.
That is amazing, and he was doing it low-key, not trying to cause a fuss. Yeah, he's a class act.
Following us on Instagram yet? Join the fam now at On With Mario Lopez. The music and fun continues next from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
Mario Lopez here. Let's keep the music going. But real quick, Netflix is acting like the streaming Santa, giving fans what they want. A second season of Squid Game. Not a big surprise since the show has been huge everywhere. No word yet if any of the original actors will be back, though. What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here. I want to mention this before we play some more music. We've got an influencer fail now trending on our website. Apparently, Jennifer Aniston got caught using a body double on her IG. Uh-oh. Kind of funny, actually. See what all the buzz is about on Mario.com. You're on with Mario Courtney Lopez. Time now for one last thing. Hardcore couch potatoes may have already realized this, but canned laughter has quietly disappeared from TV. I used to like that, too. I've noticed that. In 2021, no new shows used a laugh track. In fact, it's been used to show something is creepy or wrong, like in WandaVision or Kevin Can Blank Himself. The last major network show to have one was Big Bang Theory on CBS. That was a huge hit. Canned laughter has been on the decline since the rise of shows like The Office and 30 Rock. Well, both The Office and 30 Rock, and a lot of new shows, even the new Saved by the Bell, a lot of them are shot on film now, single camera. So the rhythm is different, and they don't have the traditional laugh track like a Two and a Half Men or a Big Bang Theory. I actually kind of like it, to be honest with you. Maybe I'm just an old soul, but I like the rhythm of it. And there's a comfort, I think, there.
With
the laugh track. It's different because the single camera has now changed that. Curb Your Enthusiasm, that's another one, single camera.
Right. You know, sometimes I felt like the canned laugh was making me paranoid because I wouldn't be laughing at something that all these other people were laughing at. And I'm like, did I miss something?
No, it turns out it just wasn't funny.
Right.
Woo!
Let us know what you think on Twitter at On With Mario. On With Mario Lopez continues next from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
All right, I'm out of here, but tomorrow should be fun. My wife has found a life hack that could be a game changer for this year's Thanksgiving. Until then, Mario Lopez saying good night.
On With Mario Lopez.
Like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.